Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good afternoon on a chilly Monday in St. Louis. Sue Thomas, it's a little, you know, we kind of beg for this weather. We got it now, don't we?
I did not beg for the 30s.
Well, no, I didn't beg for the 30s or the 20s, and that's where we're going to be. But you know what? It's supposed to be by the end of the week, and I will say this, and I do not like hunting when it's warm, but I have probably 75 degrees in Howard County for opening day of firearms deer season. Whoa. On Saturday. So that does present a problem from this perspective. If you, like the group that I hunt with, if we, you know, get deer on Saturday, typically it's cold enough just to, you know, I know you love to hear about details here, but you gut the deer and then you hang it in the garage and it's cold enough where the meat's going to be fine. In a situation like this, we, you know, that's a little bit more challenging. So we get to bring some big freezers in or something like that, or actually do all the work on Saturday night. And I always like talking about the work because, like, if my friend Carlin Yeager is listening right now, or his brother Kevin, because I've been going to hunt with them for 30 plus years, I don't do a lot of the work. I like to supervise. I know
what?
That's shocking.
I'm shocked.
I'm a supervisor just a little bit more, and I point to things, and then every once in a while, if someone asks me to do something, then I kind of cut into the deer and I strip the skin off and stuff like that. But look, I'm looking forward to deer season, even though it's going to be warm. It's weird though, like when you're in the deer stand, I have one that's a box stand, and when wasps start coming out, like when it's mid-November, I don't like that very much.
No.
Right?
No.
Ethan, what'd you think of the Mizzou game the other day? Let's start with that. We got Cusumano coming up here. Fred, you did not get a chance to watch it.
No, I didn't.
Well, look.
I followed it, but I didn't get to see it.
I went with Rainford. He was very generous, and we went with a cousin of his that went to Texas A&M. Jeff was on the roundtable on Friday, and we why are you making that much noise with that microphone? Can you explain that to me right
now? Is it loud?
Yeah, it's kind of loud. Like, I can hear it and everything. What are you doing?
It was an accident.
All right.
Multitasking. You know I'm always multitasking.
Yes, yes. But, you know, I think what happened was is what probably was going to happen. You know, to put Matt Zollers in a situation like that where he's a freshman quarterback, a true freshman, who didn't really play much of his senior year. He did look good in those closing minutes against Vanderbilt, but you had to be careful. And by the way, you can never run him. He couldn't run the ball because if he gets hurt, you end up putting some, you know, halfback that's got some experience being a quarterback into the game. But I kind of popped off on something when I was reading the coverage in our local paper, and Ethan loves this, that I don't know this Eli, what's his name?
Eli Hoff.
He covers Mizzou. Dave Matter used to cover Mizzou. I always liked Dave, and then he hated my politics. You know, like we remember when we would have him on quite a bit, and then he decided he didn't like my politics, Fred, even though we were Springsteen. Like, we bonded on Springsteen, but he doesn't. Ben Hockman blocked me. This guy will probably block me, too. Because what I said was, and I just tweeted this out, if I were Coach Drink, I would never, ever give STL Today and this Eli Hoff guy another interview, and I'd revoke the press credential because he writes in his story the other day that at this point, talking about Mizzou football, they're probably a cliche after number 19, and he was actually talking about their line. They go, something to prove. They form a circle. And then he says, at this point, after number 19 lost to number 3 on Saturday, they're closer to a laughingstock. Fodder to make fun of a team now that has a losing record in the Southeastern Conference. There's no laughing stock here, okay? Matt Zollers did fine. He has no experience. I think he's going to be okay. And we're going to have to see what a couple more games do. But you're literally not only against the best team in the SEC, maybe the best team in the country at this point. And I thought the defense was fantastic. Now, things kind of got away from us in the end. There were mistakes. There were turnovers. But to go in, and I think we did, Ethan, we expected Zollers to be a guy who could step up into the moment. But with no experience and with the inability to run the ball, that's the thing. With Prabula in that game, he could have run the ball at least a little bit and slid. And he didn't, Zollers didn't run at all because he couldn't.
The problem is if Prabula would have been in there, he may have been able to run the ball, but he wouldn't have been able to throw the ball because
right.
he hasn't proven the ability to pass whatsoever in SEC play.
I will say this. If Prabula was the starting quarterback, I still think we lose the game, okay? They're a good team. They were well coached. There was a good representation. You know, one thing that was interesting to me, Ethan, you were at the Alabama game, and there was so much more energy in the Alabama game than the other day. It was bizarre. I don't know if it was because the fans had the expectation that it was going to be a tougher battle, but I mean, I even talked to some folks who had been to different games this season, and they were a little shocked by that. But, you know, it's hard. You go down early, and then it's kind of hard to get the energy level back up.
You know, honestly, I was pretty impressed by how Mizzou played in large part. It was a disappointing finish, and there were kind of some freak things that happened. They were down by a touchdown in the second quarter, and they're starting to drive on their final drive before halftime, and there's this freak play where Zollers is trying to throw the ball. His arm gets hit, and he fumbles it straight into the arm of an edge rusher, and he returns it all the way to the 3-yard line.
Right.
A&M scores a play or two later, and then you go into the half.
You got the opportunity to get the football. Right.
You know, either trailing by a touchdown, 4 points, or tied up, depending on how that drive goes. Getting the ball back, and that just, man, that sucked life out of the stadium.
I will agree that that was baffling. Then they had a fake punt, Fred, and the fake punt worked quite well too. So look, you know, they're. We are not amongst the best team in the country, certainly with a backup quarterback. I would even go far to say is that we might lose two out of the next three. You would hope you would beat Mississippi State. But look, everything is off right now just because these are tough games. Look what happened to Vanderbilt and Auburn. I mean, there were two miraculous finishes over the weekend. Indiana, I'm watching that one in the stands at the Mizzou game. They win their game in dramatic fashion, right? And then I'm driving home from the Mizzou game. We had just a couple of weeks ago, you know, been into this battle to the final seconds with Vanderbilt, and they're losing much of this game to Auburn, who we've beaten, but they have a good defense.
In overtime.
They go back and forth in overtime, and then Vandy wins in overtime. So it really was a great weekend of college football.
If you can learn, and, you know, I would love for Mizzou to go 9-3. I don't think it's going to happen. I think 8-4 is a little more realistic, but here's the thing.
Jeez, I hope it's that.
Yeah, that's not a laughing stock.
But but here's the thing. If you have learned anything about watching college football this year, it's that the SEC is so freaking competitive. You know, you look at some of the spreads for Big Ten games, you know, between the top teams and the bottom tier teams, and sometimes you're looking at 20, 25 point spreads. That never happens in the SEC. I mean, these games are 6.5 point spreads, 8.5 point spreads. From the top to the bottom, it just goes to show how deep this conference is, and there is truly no off weeks. And Mizzou's going to have to deal with that, and that's why playing on the road at Mississippi State's going to be really tough.
Yep, because
Arkansas is not a guaranteed win this year. So I hope they can finish 8-4, but you know what? There's a world in which they could go 6-6, 7-5 to end the year.
I don't disagree with that at all. I really think that that's, you know, possible. But look, I wanted to pick on this guy at the post because I thought that line was just utterly ridiculous. And, you know, what I said was the only thing that's more ridiculous is your profile pic on Twitter, Eli Hoff, because he's got one of those stupid mustaches that I don't understand. I do think that the game this weekend is at home. It's Mississippi State at Missouri.
Oh, it is at home. Okay, that helps.
It does. But they're still, you know, even though they haven't won a game in the SEC, they're not a terrible team. Then we go to Oklahoma on the 22nd and then Arkansas on the 29th. So they used to do that game on the Friday. Now they do that game, I guess, on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. The game could mean something, so we'll get that. It's the TBD with the time.
It's all right. The battle line.
Fred, what do we got going on today?
I've got Josh Hammer coming up.
Josh Hammer's
talk
coming
about
up.
The shutdown.
We're going to talk about the shutdown, which apparently I was watching a little football last night. Apparently looks like it is going to come to an end, but not like right away. We'll have Congressman Bob Otter kind of weigh in on that. The House members are still here in the district. We had Jason Smith, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, on Friday. I'm glad. You know, one of the things I said before I left on Friday, Sue, I even said, you might have heard me say this, what's going to end sooner, the ESPN-Disney dispute or the government shutdown?
It's a tie.
It is. It may come down to the wire. Now, I heard, here's what I had to do today, though, and I expect all kinds of empathy and sympathy. Sue, I know you're going to be all broken up that I had to do this.
Oh, no.
But in order to watch the damn Packers game tonight, which I want to be able to do, we signed up. I couldn't do it because I had already had an account, but Becky signed up for a Fubo 7-day free trial so that I could watch the game.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow, that is desperation. You could go to someplace nearby, but I bet everybody else who can't get it is there.
Yeah, right. Well, you mean like just knock on my neighbor's doors or what?
Well, no.
Or a bar,
well, you
a
could
restaurant.
Do that or like a restaurant.
You know, it's funny.
Sue's house.
The first out of the first four houses in our neighborhood on my side of the street, all right?
Okay.
I'm the second house. First house, I'm the second house. Third house, and then the fourth house. Three out of the four Packers fans, big Packers fans. So maybe we should all just get together. And I don't know who has Dish or who has, you know, some of the other services. But it's not impossible. I will say this. Not looking very good. It's not impossible for them to settle this thing at the last minute and for the game to be on. Because it doesn't take, they just have to press a couple of buttons for everything to kind of return.
Oh, that's true.
To form. But we'll track that here this afternoon. Josh Hammer, as Fred mentioned, is coming up here. Congressman Onder, former State Senator John Lamping in the next hour has some thoughts on the shutdown. We'll have Cusimano weigh in on Mizzou and the Blues. David Strom from HotAir.com. And, you know, tomorrow, as we know, it's Veterans Day. And, Sue, the team will be off tomorrow, as you know. We will have a best ofs. And Ethan's done a great job putting some of those together. But there's a guy here from St. Louis who works with the Historical Society, I think. His name is Christopher Allen Gordon. I may have even met him or interviewed him in the past, Fred. I don't remember. But he wrote this book called Letters Home from World War II.
Yeah, I interviewed him on History of the Lou.
It's fantastic. It's really, really interesting. So has that episode aired yet?
It has.
Okay.
But it's a great topic.
Yeah, so he's going to join us at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour as we take you into you know, tomorrow is Veterans Day. It is a little weird for the show. We know that we're on here on a Monday and then, you know, we're off. But we are going to take advantage of our Odyssey holidays. I think everyone kind of agreed on that. A lot to come here this afternoon. There's a lot going on. I got a lot of audio to share as well. We're off and running on a Monday edition of the Mark Reardon Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh man, they're freaking out over at MSNBC. They don't know how to handle the news that the government will be open again soon. I don't know. What are you going to say if you're a Democrat?
I have a lot more questions than answered. I don't know why Senate Democrats
are going along with it
so hard for a date promised in the future, and there looks like they're settling for something that is 6 weeks down the line. Like,
yeah,
and I don't get it.
I would say it doesn't feel like a gentleman's agreement. It feels like Lucy and the football.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah, I see that.
It's like, oh yeah, yeah, we promised this vote.
Right.
Whoops, you know, the vote's gone.
It's hilarious. Let me count the number of things that the Democrats actually got in the negotiation to open the government back up. Let me think here. It was, oh yeah, nothing. They got nothing. And we knew they'd get nothing. They completely caved. Why did they cave? Well, here's a couple of them trying to make sense of it.
Let me just say this. With the government open, we can focus on passing a full bipartisan budget for 2026.
I understand that not all of my Democratic colleagues are satisfied with this agreement. But waiting another week or another month wouldn't deliver a better outcome.
It was our judgment, after 6 weeks, going on 7 weeks of this shutdown, that path wasn't working.
You think? You should have known that after day two, that the path wasn't working, but they didn't. Josh Hammer is back with us this afternoon, Newsweek senior editor at large. Of course, you hear the Josh Hammer show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Josh, good afternoon. How are you? I mean, did the Democrats get anything here? There was nothing they got in return, just a promise that was made weeks ago to still talk about the, you know, the Obamacare subsidies.
You know, Mark, if by some chance the listeners don't listen to the Josh Hammer show every Saturday right here on 97.1 FM Talk, you would have known this outcome was going to happen for weeks and weeks now if you just listened to the Josh Hammer show. I've been saying this for essentially the entirety of the government shutdown because it was just haltingly obvious. I mean, the Democrats could barely communicate their message. It was never exactly clear exactly what they were purporting to fight for. They professed to care mostly about expiring Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare subsidies, but their messaging was deeply mixed at best. And their coalition has been fracturing for weeks now. You had John Fetterman and various other more moderate, centrist-leaning members of the Senate Democratic Caucus who were peeling away. You had the president of the largest public sector employee union who about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago said, enough already, just end this thing. We have all these government workers, bureaucrats who are getting furloughed, not getting paychecks. So especially when you combine with the fact that they don't control anything, they're in the minority in both houses of Congress, and of course they don't control the White House either, it was just so easy to tell this is going to end with them getting absolutely nothing, and the only relevant question was how they could best save face. And the latest headlines I'm seeing here just over the past 30, 40 minutes or so is that, oh, the knives are out again for Chuck Schumer, the knives are out again for Hakeem Jeffries, whatever. And to me, Mark, it's like, what did you expect? I mean, like, what tea leaves were you reading that I was not reading? Well, in what world do you think this would end up working?
Well, that's exactly right. That's why, I mean, we've all been talking about this. I never saw any leverage. Well, then last week happens, and you and I have not spoken since Tuesday. And clearly, it was not a great night for Republicans in deep blue states. Okay, so were the margins a little higher than maybe some of us expected? Yes, but we know that people come out in these elections in different ways than they do in presidential elections. But they, for a couple of days, seemingly thought that that was their big advantage heading into the weekend. And I was a little surprised by some of the names, like across the river here. Even Dick Durbin was someone who crossed over. That name I did not expect.
I didn't expect that either. I'm a former Chicagoan, Mark. I lived in Illinois for a few years and very familiar with Dick Durbin and his deeds, shall we say. But Dick Durbin has announced that he's retiring. He's announced that he is not standing for re-election when his term is up. So he presumably feels a little more liberated to do what I guess he thinks is the right thing. I mean, it's a bizarre thing to give credit to Dick Durbin, but I guess give a modicum of credit where that modicum of credit is due. I didn't see it happening, but to me, that's a pure function of him retiring from Congress after his next term, I would think.
Okay, Josh, can I take you down and can you explain? I haven't spent a ton of time on this here in the last couple of weeks, and I know that you get kind of tossed in the middle of this, and every time we post one of our interviews, people go nuts on you on the X. But can you, in simplified fashion, explain the whole Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes mess and explain to me why some people or more people are not distancing themselves from all of that nonsense? Because this has gotten a little crazy.
Well, I mean, I'll try to do the best I can. This is a complicated tale.
I know it is.
A complicated caper, if you will. Look, many of us have been sounding the alarm on Tucker Carlson for some time now. And I say that with great dismay. Like virtually every other conservative, I was a mega fan of Tucker's. His Fox News monologues during COVID in particular were must-see television. I defended him even longer, frankly, than some others did. But his pattern over the past, call it year and a half, it is unmistakable and is not just heading in a profoundly anti-Semitic direction, but he's really heading in a profoundly anti-American, anti-Western civilization direction. When you're doing puff interviews of people like Vladimir Putin, the president of Iran and the emir of Qatar, and you're being deeply hostile to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, I think it's extremely fair game to ask, whose side are you on? Are you actually on the side of team civilization or are you on the side of team barbarism? And this has all been compounded by Tucker's decision to bring on Nick Fuentes, a young neo-Nazi who I've had blocked from social media for a decade. And I say neo-Nazi deliberately because he literally has tweeted that Hitler was really effing cool. He said, "I'm part of Team Hitler." He says he's questioned the Holocaust. He's not an anti-Semite, to be clear. He's a horrific racist. He's called J.D. Vance a fat race traitor for having the audacity to marry a wonderful Indian woman, his wife, Usha. He's just a horrible, horrible, horrible human being. And Tucker brings him on essentially for an act of sanitizing and ideological laundering. They're smiling. They're apologizing for questioning each other's motives. It's basically a big two-hour love fest. There's not a single difficult question asked there. Even when Fuentes says he's a big fan of Joseph Stalin, Tucker doesn't even push back on that. So, I mean, at this point, I think this has reached something of a five-alarm fire where a lot of folks are asking, are there any guardrails left? I mean, is the broader right of center just a free-for-all? I mean, what does it even mean to be on the right of center?
Well, no, this is where this gets so – I want to play this, and I'm sure you've heard – this is Ted Cruz.
In the last 6 months, I have seen more anti-Semitism on the right than at any time in my lifetime. It is rising on the right, and it is dangerous. And if we look away, if we refuse to denounce it, if we are scared of it, it could destroy the Republican Party just like it has destroyed the Democrat Party. I think we have an obligation to stand up, to speak out. Many elected Republicans are terrified to say anything. And I think this is a moment where everyone decides, where do you stand? Are you willing to stand up and speak the truth? And it is going to matter in the coming years, whether our party and even more fundamentally, our country survives.
Look, I'm on Team Ted Cruz on this one 100%, Josh.
Well, I certainly am too, Mark. I actually watched that whole speech yesterday. Senator Cruz did a terrific job. We need some more people to start speaking up and calling this out. There were videos I saw a week or so ago of both Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Thune just utterly condemning Fuentes and all that he represents and saying this is not conservative. But unfortunately, the leading purveyor of these toxic ideologies at this point is the man that I have now called the most dangerous man in America. And again, it brings me no pleasure to say it, but I genuinely do believe that Tucker Carlson is the single most dangerous person in America, not merely for the Jews, but because he's actively rooting for our civilizational enemies. And because, Mark, if I can even take it one step further, my actual read on Tucker and his allies, the Candace Owens of the world, what I actually think they're trying to do here, I genuinely think they're trying to destroy the modern right-of-center coalition as it stands. They don't like it. They want to burn it down. After all, as Tucker told Nick Fuentes, there's no one in the world he hates more than Christian Zionists, otherwise known as a plurality, if not a majority, of the Republican voting base. So I think he's actually trying to end the current MAGA Republican Party conservative movement coalition, whatever you want to call it, and to construct something quite a bit more dystopian in its place. And that should give us all profound.
I agree. Now, that's for me, that's the I don't go into Tucker. That's why I haven't talked it very much, because I think what he's doing right now is revolting. And I don't understand. And like you, I shared, you know, certainly for a while as a fan, I liked a lot of his monologues. I thought that they were different. But the rabbit hole that he's going down with Fuentes, and I just think it needs to be as much distancing as possible. I don't get it. I really don't get it at all. So I don't like anyone in this administration playing footsie with someone like that. And unfortunately, that's happening. And then I wonder the influence that it has on, you know, on young people in particular, Josh.
Look, I think there are very legitimate questions asked right now about Vice President Vance. Another topic that brings me no joy whatsoever to talk about. I've known JD personally for a number of years now. I was a very early booster of his vice presidential prospects, but he has been friends with Tucker for a long time. When the vice president guest hosted the Charlie Kirk show very shortly after Charlie's horrific assassination, the only non-Trump administration guest that he brought on was Tucker. And we all know that we all know that Tucker's son works in the vice president's office, along with a number of other very good folk, many of whom I know personally, but that is troubling in and of itself. And that's something that many of us are watching very closely, because that is something that I think many of us are increasingly very uncomfortable with, because Tucker at this point, Mark, is a total, total cancer on the American right, and I would like to see him as ostracized as possible.
Look, I'm with you 100%. Josh Hammer, you hear his show every Saturday, 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Thank you, Josh. Have a great week.
You too, Mark.
All right, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You mentioned senators that are here, Mr. President. Do you personally approve of the deal that's happening right now in Capitol
Hill? Well, it depends what deal we're talking about. But if it's a deal I heard about, that's certainly, you know, they want to change the deal a little bit. But I would say so. I think based on everything I'm hearing, they haven't changed anything. And we have support from enough Democrats. And we're going to be opening up our country. It's too bad it was closed, but we'll be opening up our country very quickly.
That is the president. A short time ago, we have Congressman Bob Onder from the 3rd District here in the St. Louis area out in St. Charles, who's with us this afternoon. You're still here, though, right? You have not been called back to D.C. yet by the speaker, Bob. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Mark. We, you know, if all goes well, we're hoping that the Senate will vote to reopen the government, you know, maybe tonight, maybe the wee hours of the morning, in which case I think we all, myself included, would be on a plane to get back sometime on Tuesday, and then hopefully the vote to reopen the government on Wednesday, which I am looking forward to doing so we can start to begin to undo some of the pain induced by the Schumer shutdown.
All right, so give me through the process here before we kind of move on to some of the things happening. But then if that in fact happens, let's say we get there this week, the government reopens, it looks sort of likely that that might happen. This will take us, though, till when for another CR? Because we're going to have to do this again in January then, right?
Yeah, this will take us to January 30th. Now, part of the deal last night worked out would be, in addition to passing the CR to bring us to January 30th, we would also be beginning the process of imagine this, passing a real budget the way we're supposed to.
Go figure.
Passing the three bills for military construction, the VA, and the Department of Agriculture. And that's a big deal. You know, there are 12 total budget bills. Those are some of the less controversial ones. And looking so far at the contents of that bill, I don't think there's anything that would cause us Republicans to vote no. So I think we would get that done. And we'd be, you know, not only reopening the government with the continuing resolution, but again, beginning that process of regular order the way we're really supposed to pass the budget under the 1974 Budget Control Act and honestly, as we're supposed to, exercising some common sense instead of this last-minute brinksmanship of CRs.
So, Bob, if I were to ask you this really intricate question of what the Democrats got in response to agree to the government reopening, the answer would be so detailed and long, wouldn't it? Or it would just be nothing, the word nothing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So last night, maybe I'm becoming cynical, having been in public life for a little while. When I first heard there's a deal, I thought, oh no, what did Schumer get out of the Senate Republicans? And at the end of the day, the answer is not very much.
Yeah.
They got an agreement for a vote in December on these COVID era extended Obamacare subsidies, you know, which are ridden with fraud and abuse and really amount to little more than welfare checks to health insurance companies. They got an agreement for a vote. But on our side, Speaker Johnson, Leader Scalise, and all of the rest of us, we have not guaranteed them a vote, much less final passage. So they didn't get much there. And they got an agreement that those who were laid off during the shutdown would be brought back and given back pay, which at first I thought, well, wait a second, there are a lot of federal employees who aren't necessarily needed. So this is an opportunity to do some DOGE government efficiency stuff. But at the same time, know, they were laid off only because of the shutdown. Bringing them back seems fair, and the agreement is only to forego further reductions of force until January 30th. So I think that no, the Democrats didn't get much there either. So I think basically this whole exercise was political theater so that Chuck Schumer could appease his left wing base. He had, you know, AOC in his rearview mirror the whole time. It was strictly a political maneuver by the Democrats.
So here's Hakeem Jeffries. He would be Speaker in theory if the Democrats were in control. He's the House Majority Leader.
Change the core problem here, which is we need to decisively address the Republican health care crisis on behalf of working class Americans, everyday Americans, and middle class Americans.
Okay, so first of all, minority leader, not majority leader. But I mean, they keep wanting to pin this stuff on these Obamacare subsidies, and they keep getting away with it because that's the talking point that Republicans were trying to damage millions of people in their health care. Look, John Thune, weeks ago, you know this, Speaker John, everybody said, we'll talk about the subsidies, right? We'll have discussions about the subsidies. We can debate those. But that has nothing to do with the moment that we're in right now. And you still have Hakeem Jeffries out there trying to convince people that it does.
Look, I am all ears. I am definitely willing to talk about health care affordability. And remember, these Obamacare subsidies, it does affect a certain number of people, but 78% of Americans have insurance provided by their employer at work of the non-senior population. These are folks on the Obamacare exchange. And remember, about 40% of these enhanced subsidy, COVID subsidy patients do not use their health insurance at all. And we think the reason for that is a lot of them don't even know they have it. Brokers aggressively went to homeless shelters, Walmarts, post offices, and signed people up in this zero premium category. So these folks, a lot of these folks are just, they don't even know they have insurance. The government is just sending checks every month to the health insurance companies. So there's no way we could renew that in its existing form. We're willing to talk about it. And Leader Thune even offered the Democrats a vote on it, but only after opening the government up again.
But if you're Senator Amy Klobuchar, and you know, you're a United States Senator, you seem to be pretty smart. You're very curious, and not curious, that's the wrong word, but you're very concerned about the Americans who don't have insurance, who might be, you know, in this gap or crack, you know, fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
And then you go up on your social media account and you put this devastating, terribly, you know, heartbreaking story about these two people who had it in their power because they made so much money to retire at the age of 52. And if we don't renew these, Bob, their premiums, the money that we send to these two people who were wealthy enough to retire at age 52 will increase by $15,000. We can't hurt people like that who are independently wealthy. What are we going to do about that? Oh, my gosh.
That's part of the dirty little secret about these enhanced ACA subsidies, so-called COVID-era subsidies. And I like to call them COVID-era subsidies because that brings up the question in most fair-minded people's minds. Well, wait a second. The COVID pandemic ended 2.5 years ago. Why is there still COVID stuff around? There was part of that deal was that, which, by the way, not a single Republican voted for it. It was strictly a Democrat provision. There was no income cap on these COVID subsidies. And again, this zero premium category was especially problematic because it was an invitation for fraud and abuse. We need to fix this stuff. But more than anything, if we want to address the problem of affordability with healthcare, we cannot keep just pouring more money into a broken system, a system, by the way, that the Democrats, first of all, created with Obamacare back in 2010, and then they doubled down on it with ARPA and then with the IRA, the two Biden COVID stimulus bills. It's time to fix it, not just to keep doubling down on these failed Democrat programs.
I'm glad you referenced the old IRA there. That would be the Inflation Reduction Act, wouldn't it be, Congressman?
Which did the exact opposite.
Exactly.
And really, that's why inflation peaked at like 8.2% during the Biden administration. Yes, Americans care about the rising cost of living, of everything, of food, of medicine, of other things, as well as health insurance. A lot of that was driven by the overspending during the Biden administration, something that we've begun to tackle with the Big Beautiful Bill, but we've got to continue to tackle, not just spend more and more money.
Congressman Bob Onder, thanks for the update this afternoon. I hope you get back on Wednesday for sure.
I do too. Right. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, take care. Keep us posted. I don't know if it was because it broke over the weekend or because we're now focusing on football and not baseball, but this betting scandal that broke over the weekend with a couple of players from the Cleveland Guardians is huge. And, you know, I have to admit that, you know, I'm a libertarian when it comes to sports wagering. I enjoy doing it. I go to Vegas several times a year, typically. This was not the best example of that. I sent some money on NFL weekends for parlays, etc. I like betting baseball. I like betting in-game baseball when I'm out in Vegas. That gets a little interesting as well. But, Ethan, when this story broke, and we know this is coming on the heels of what happened in the NBA to a certain extent, some of us should admit, okay, yeah, we knew that we're probably the tip of the iceberg with the NBA. But when you get into the details here, they are stunning, aren't they?
It's ugly, and it's messy, and it's really sad. And to be quite frank, I mean, these guys are making millions of
dollars.
You're
talking about
what are you doing?
Doesn't make any sense. So here's what happened. And you know, look, both lawyers for both the players that I'm going to talk about here, they've said, you know, innocent until proven guilty. That's fine. But they have details here in this indictment that are pretty shocking. So on April 26th, and by the way, do you have the Cardinals highlight in here?
Yeah, well, it was an Apple TV broadcast, so it's not our broadcasters, but there's a montage of a few different times where it happened in broadcasters.
Okay, is that the one that says Class A montage?
Yes.
Okay, so because the Cardinals are involved in some of this as well, from the perspective that
they were an opponent,
he's accused of doing this when the Cardinals, right? Exactly.
Yes.
So at 3:16 Eastern time on April 26th, just before he entered the game in the eighth inning, Cleveland Guardians reliever Emmanuel Class A Texan and associate who was sitting in the stands at Progressive Field, the two then held a 2-minute phone call, despite MLB rules prohibiting players from using their phones during games. 4 minutes later, a group of bettors won about $11,000 by wagering that a particular pitch by Class A would register at slower than 97.95 miles per hour. After the game, Class A and the associate rendezvoused at Class A's residence, not the only instance of the bettor visiting Class A at his home after allegedly profiting off of his predetermined pitches. So here's one interesting part, Ethan. I know a fair amount about sports wagering, right? I did not know that you could, on a prop bet, pick the speed at which a pitcher is throwing the ball. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So it says that Class A and fellow Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz were charged Sunday with wire fraud and several counts of conspiracy. Now, these guys have been out of the league or off of the Guardians since July, I think, because there were questions that were raised. So they had not been playing, and I guess they did not play into the brief playoff run that they had. The pitch speed scheme was alleged in a 23-page indictment. As Class A was right, this is the other thing. He's like one of the best closers in baseball, right? He's racking up.
He was the best.
Yeah. So he's racking up league-leading saves. He was allegedly at the same time spiking 57-foot sliders to benefit a group of co-conspirators. Class A was not in custody as of early yesterday. He is out of the country, according to one law enforcement source. Ortiz was arrested in Boston. He's supposed to be in court today, probably already has right now. The following account is alleged in the indictment. The pattern they deployed involved Class A relaying the pitch he would throw and whether it would land in the strike zone. The go-to combination, a slider that bounces in the dirt. Class A's cutter routinely clocks at 99 to 100. His slider is at 91. So armed with the knowledge that he would try to throw a slider for a ball, bettors would allegedly wager on both the velocity of the pitch and the result. Over the course of 2+ years, bettors placed more than 100 straight bets and parlays on Class A's offering. So they cite one thing that happened 2 hours into the game against the Reds on May 17th this year. He texts a bettor identified in the indictment as bettor one, asking if they are ready. The better one responds, but of course, 10 minutes later, several bettors won $10,000 by wagering that a certain pitch would be a ball or a hit by pitch and that the pitch would clock slower than 97.95. He buried an 88-mile-per-hour slider in the dirt. So that's one example. They offer one with the Dodgers as well. And then they get, let me get into the Cardinals stuff here because I wanted to get into that because I thought that that was interesting. Where is that, Ethan, in this story? Because I think it goes down quite a bit. Well, here we go. This is Ortiz. Okay, so now we're talking about Class A. Before Ortiz's start on June 15th against the Mariners, the pitcher agreed with Class A that for $5,000 he would throw a ball for his first pitch in the second inning. Class A would receive $5,000 from the bettors for arranging everything. I mean, are you kidding me? Ortiz threw a slider that plunged into the dirt and caromed into the catcher's glove. The Mariners scored 5 runs off of him that inning. 4 days later, Class A sent Ortiz a photo of a receipt. These guys are super smart, right? They're sharing pictures on text messages. Super. For a wire transfer for about 90,000 pesos. That's about $5,000. Class A told Ortiz his associate would be asked about the purpose of the transfer, and he said, tell them that this is a payment for a horse. Payment for a horse. You got that? Ortiz says, perfect. Similar situation for the June 27th start against the Cardinals. This time, each pitcher would receive $7,000 for their coordination. Before the game, bank security footage captures Class A withdrawing about $50,000 in cash. He gives 15 of it to bettor number one, who Class A has provided with tickets to the game. About 1 hour after the withdrawal, the co-conspirator deposits the $15,000 at the same bank branch, and then a group of bettors place $18,000 in wagers on an Ortiz pitch being a ball or hit by pitch. It was. In fact, the pitch was so far outside the catcher couldn't reach it. The ball skips to the backstop. The bettors netted $37,000. The Cardinals scored 3 runs in that particular inning. And that's crazy.
I mean,
this goes on and on and on, and they highlight game after game. Again, allegations, but they have so much evidence here, it's incredible.
People underestimate how much these gambling companies put into finding people that do this. And they can recognize these patterns when you make money things like this. People underestimate that. I mean, it's
clearly
not surprising that these guys got caught.
But see, what is he doing this for? For
so
5
dumb.
Grand here, 12 grand here. These guys make millions of dollars. I mean, are they in debt that much? Which they could be, I guess.
That may very well be the case.
But here, let me circle back to my point from the beginning. I'm a fan of the freedom to be able to do this, but there's going to have to be some changes made on these prop
bets. And I think that they are actively working to. Rob Manfred, I think, just put out a statement saying, I don't think you're going to be able to do it for over $200.
Yeah.
I think that's the latest I just saw.
Well, they got to do something, yeah. Right? Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.